Good morning. We're learning Chai Adam, Klal Vav, and we're looking at Siman Gimel. So the Chai Adam says that we have to be careful to say the word remain properly. The Chazal saw in the main, like we saw before, that this is going to bring a child to Olam Haba. This is Piskei Goytzelik, Shermer Amunim, which Chazal said not Shermer Amunim, but we show that we have Amuna by saying Amen. So Tzarech Lizor Ma'od Shiyomer Amen Shetia Nikeres Kol HaTeva. You have to say the word Amen properly, appropriately, that the whole word should be heard clearly. Shal Yach Tav Aleph, don't say the Aleph too quickly. Amen. Or Lavliya Hanun Amen. So you didn't say the Nun at the end so clearly. You didn't say the Aleph at the beginning so clearly. Don't do that. You have to say the Amen very clearly. Amen very clearly. Vayin Shir Gol Ma'od. The person who does that is the more says significant. Dire consequences for not saying the word remain properly. Furthermore, you have to say remain at the appropriate time. You should not say remain before the bracha is completed. The Zohi Amen Chatuva, the more refers to that as Amen Chatuva, a person's copying around the remain before it's the time. First, you're answering Amen to somebody's bracha. He has to finish. A very common problem you have on Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Till he finishes the last sound of Shalom, you can't answer Amen. Many people start answering Amen before he's finished saying the word Shalom. That's why you'll notice some Chazanim try and say the finish off more quickly to make sure that nobody by mistake will say Amen too early. But it is appropriate that a person should wait till the bracha is completed and then answer Amen. But furthermore, you shouldn't answer, don't wait too long. The person finished, say Amen. Don't pause after you hear the end of the bracha. Then you pause, then you say Amen. That's referred to as Amen Yosema. It's an Amen which is not connected to anything. As soon as the bracha is over, not before it's over, but as soon as it's over, the person should answer Amen immediately. Now, Vimashatz Mar Harbe Beneginas. By not applying this not to brachas, but we also say Amen by Kaddish. So we say the first paragraph of Kaddish. So the Chazan is singing some digging and he's saying, and he's pulling out the word very long. You don't answer main to the word remain. You answer main to the paragraph. By the time he finishes his long niggin, it's not clear that your main is going back on the paragraph anymore. So therefore, in that situation, you should not wait for the chazan to finish saying the phrase vimru main. You would answer main right away, even though the chazan has not completed. What you do hear from this is in a case of the chazan is not being marach, then a person should wait till the chazan finishes saying vimru main to answer main. So, then the tzibur answers Amen. Not as the chazan is saying, Vimiru Amen. The appropriate thing from the chayotim, you see that we wait till the chazan finishes saying, Vimiru Amen, and then everybody says Amen. Not with him, but after him. The only argument I can say for that scenario, which people do, is because they feel that the Imiru over there is being extended, and therefore you answer Amen and you don't wait. But any scenario where that's not really true, and I'm not convinced that is really true over there either. But in any scenario where that's not true, it is appropriate. It's also relevant. I found that it's relevant by the Kaddish, on Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tov, by Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, and where the Kaddish ends off. V'imiru Amen. So a lot of people start saying Amen before the Chazan is finished and saying Amen. So again, we could argue maybe that he extends it and that's why people do so, but probably would be more appropriate to let the Chazan finish saying Amen, and then the people would respond Amen at that point in time. Have a good morning.